again, everyone, and welcome back to the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. I'm your host, Charles Wilson, and in this episode, we will update you on all the local high school sports results from this past week. We'll look at the standings and tell you about the upcoming schedules. Before we get started, here's a reminder. Tune in to WBHF in Cartersville, AM 1450 and 100.3 FM, each Friday morning, 7:10 until 9 a.m., August through March of each year, for the Bartow Sports Zone radio show. Each week, we interview local coaches and discuss some of the hot topics in sports at the local, state, and national levels. Coming up this Friday, January 26th, we'll visit with our statewide high school basketball analyst, Kyle Sandy, from sandyspill.com. And we'll spend some time with the head baseball coach at Georgia Highlands College, Dash O'Neill. We'll also have portions of an interview with Coach D.L. Kuntz of the Cass wrestling team. The Colonels won the Class 5A dual state championship this past Saturday. We will also get to that full interview later on in this podcast. Again, that's 7:10 to 9 a.m. each Friday morning on WBHF. Let's start with our review of high school swimming this past week. Two of our local teams were in part of a tri-meet this past Thursday, where the Woodland Wildcats defeated both Cartersville and Dawson County. Woodland finished with 224 points on the evening, followed by Cartersville with 189 and Dawson at 141. The locals who won events in that meet included the boys' 200 medley relay team from Woodland that included Jack Webb, Isaiah Muriel, Grayson Moore, and Isaac Muriel. The boys' 200 free was won by Luke Gibson of Cartersville. Kylie Ham of Cartersville won the girls' 200 free. The boys' 200 individual medley was won by Isaiah Muriel of Woodland. Boys' 50 free was won by Jack Webb of Woodland. The girls' 50 freestyle was won by Margarita Miniotti of Cartersville. The boys' 100 butterfly was won by Isaac Muriel of Woodland. The boys' 100 freestyle was won by Grayson Moore of Woodland. Boys' 500 freestyle winner was Tripp Chipwood of Cartersville. The boys' 200 free relay was won by Woodland's Isaiah Muriel, Jack Webb, Isaac Muriel, and Grayson Moore. The girls' 200 free relay team of Cartersville, including Margarita Miniotti, Cameron Larkin, Lane Callan, and Margot Walker, they took that event. The boys' 100 backstroke was won by Barrett Stepp of Cartersville. The girls' 100 backstroke was won by Corinne McKinney of Woodland. And the boys' 100 breaststroke was won by Alex Mendoza of Woodland. Margarita Miniotti of Cartersville won the girls' 100 breaststroke. And the boys' 400 free relay team from Woodland, Isaiah Muriel, Caden Keith, Isaac Muriel, and Grayson Moore took that 400 freestyle relay. Woodland's remaining schedule includes a meet at Calhoun on Tuesday. Cass and Cartersville are scheduled to square off on Tuesday at the Adairsville Pool. It will be Cass's senior night recognition. Local swimmers who have earned qualifying times this season will continue to prepare for the GHSA State Swim Championships. The GHSA schedule has that competition scheduled for February 7 through 10 at Georgia Tech. The State Diving Championship will be February the 6th at Westminster Schools in Atlanta. Let's take our first time out of this program, and then when we come back, we'll talk about local high school basketball. Keep your property in top-notch shape this season with a new Husqvarna mower from Elite Stone Supply. With all your residential and commercial mower needs, Elite has zero-turn and riding models in all price levels. Check out the robotic mowers, too. Come explore all the Husqvarna mower options at Elite Stone Supply. Across from Racetrack at 9 Baker Road, just north of Cartersville on US 41. Call 770-387-3007 on Facebook and online at EliteStoneSupply.net.
Do you see yourself traveling, working part-time, or moving someplace warmer when you retire? Derek Strange, your Cartersville Edward Jones financial advisor, wants to help make your retirement goals a reality. He can help you figure out where you are today and how to get where you expect to be. Working together, you can plan for what you want and be ready to take on anything unexpected along the way. Call Derek at 770-386-4545 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back to the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. Let's jump in and take a look at local high school basketball for the past week and this upcoming week's schedule. Let's start on the girls' side, where the Excel Christian girls are now 3-7 on the year, 1-3 in their region. They lost at home this past Friday to Oakwood Christian. Up next is a home region game on Monday with Unity Christian, and on Thursday they'll play Praise Academy. The Adairsville girls are now 13-7 on the year, 7-2 in Region 6 AAA. The Lady Tigers went 3-0 last week, extending their current win streak to 5 games. The Adairsville girls beat Gilmer in a non-region game last Monday before sweeping region foes Gordon Lee and Ringgold on Wednesday and Friday. The Adairsville girls play at Ridgeland on Tuesday, and they host Cahula Creek on Friday. The Lady Tigers are currently in third place in their region, but only a half game behind Cahula Creek and Lakeview Fort Oglethorpe, who are ahead of them with only one loss each. The Woodland girls are 7-9 on the year, 0-4 in Region 7-5A. They lost region games to Dalton and Cartersville at home last week. The Lady Cats play at Cass on Tuesday and at Calhoun on Friday this week. The Cartersville girls are 10-9 overall and 3-1 in Region 7-5A. They beat Calhoun at home last Tuesday and won at Woodland last Friday. The Lady Canes have now won 3 region games in a row after dropping their region opener at Dalton on January the 9th. The Cartersville girls will host Hiram on Tuesday and Cass this Friday night at the Storm Center. And finally, the Cass girls are 11-7 overall on the season, 0-3 to start Region 7-5A play. They lost 55-24 at Dalton last Friday in their only game of the week due to a postponement. The Lady Colonels will host Woodland on Tuesday night, make up the postponed game with Hiram at home on Thursday, and visit Cartersville on Friday night. With just over 2 weeks remaining in the regular season, the Dalton girls lead Region 7-5A with a 4-0 mark. They're followed by Cartersville and Calhoun, who are both 3-1. Hiram has 1 win, while Cass and Woodland are seeking their first region wins this week. Turning to a look at boys basketball in our community, the Excel Eagles are 5-14 overall on the season, 3-0 in their GAPS Region 1 of Division 1A. Last week they lost at Cherokee Christian, won at Linden Academy, and beat Oakwood Christian. This week the Eagles will host Unity Christian, the Kings Academy, and Praise Academy. So a busy week for the Excel Eagles. The Adairsville Tigers are 11-9 on the year, 7-2 in Region 6 AAA. They edged Gordon Lee this past Wednesday night and soundly beat Ringgold on Friday night. The Tigers play at Ridgeland on Tuesday night this week and host Cahula Creek on Friday. The Adairsville boys are currently tied for second in the region with Lafayette. They trail Cahula Creek by 1 game in the loss column with just 5 games left in the regular season. 2 of those 5 games are with Cahula Creek and Lafayette. So that's the top teams in that league's standings at this point. The regular season winner gets to host the region tournament, so the site for the tournament hangs in the balance over the next couple of weeks. The Woodland boys are 7-11 on the season, 1-3 in Region 7-5A. They lost to Dalton on Wednesday by 8 points and fell to Cartersville last Friday night, 54-53. Both of those were home games for the Wildcats, who play at Cass on Tuesday night and at Calhoun on Friday this week. The Cartersville boys are 8-10 overall, but 4-0 in Region 7-5A. The Canes beat Calhoun by 4 last Wednesday and won by 1 point at Woodland on Friday. As we said, Cartersville is 4-0 in Region 7-5A and has won those 4 games by a total of 14 points. That's just 3.5 points per game, with a pair of 1-point wins in that mix. The Hurricanes host Hiram on Tuesday at the Storm Center and Cass on Friday in 2 more region contests. Hiram is also unbeaten in region play, so that's an important game. The Cass Colonels are 4-10 on the season, 0-3 in Region 7-5A. They dropped a 51-41 decision last Friday at Dalton in their only game last week. The Colonels have now dropped 3 in a row and 5 of their last 7. The most recent losses were all region games. Cass hosts Woodland on Tuesday, Hiram on Thursday in that makeup game, and will visit Cartersville on Friday night. Looking at the Region 7-5A boys standings through this past weekend, Cartersville is 4-0, Hiram is 3-0, Dalton is in there at 2-2, Woodland and Calhoun are both 1-3, and Cass is still in search of a region win at 0-3. Remember, it's only a 10-game region schedule, with each of the 6 teams playing a home-and-home series with the other 5 teams in the league. You're all caught up with local high school basketball and swimming. When we come back, we will have our exclusive interview with Cass wrestling coach D.L. Kuntz, following his team's GHSA Class 5A State Duels Championship victory this past Saturday.
To win in sports, you need to adjust your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Derek Strange, your Cartersville Edward Jones financial advisor, can help you create a game plan for your financial goals. He'll help you look at the big picture and help you plan for your future. Call Derek at 770-386-4545 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Elite Stone Supply can meet all your needs for outdoor lawn supplies and power equipment. But did you know they repair and service small engines? From string trimmers to lawn mowers, Elite has experience, tools, and service to keep your equipment running. Elite Stone Supply, with Husqvarna mowers and everything you need to keep your property in great shape this season. 9 Baker Road and Joe Frank Harris Parkway, just north of Cartersville, across from Racetrack. Online at EliteStoneSupply.net. Welcome back to the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. I'm your host, Charles Wilson. Sunday afternoon, I sat down with Cass wrestling coach D.L. Kuntz to talk about his team's GHSA Class 5A State Duels title and their win on Saturday. The Colonels, who entered that tournament unseeded, took down the number 4, number 3, and number 1 seeds on their way to winning the 2024 state championship. We're visiting with Coach D.L. Kuntz, head coach of the now 2024 state champion Cass wrestling team. Congratulations, sir. You have to be thrilled.
Thank you. Thank you. We're definitely thrilled, that's for sure.
Well, the Colonels had wins over Harris County, Coffee, number 1 seed Jefferson, and then the number 2 seeded Ola Mustangs in the championship match. Pretty good run there for the Colonels.
It was a great run for us, especially coming in unseeded this year. So,
yeah, we're going to get to that in just a minute. By my count, that's now a total of 5 state championships in either duels or traditional state tournaments since 2006. Does that sound about right?
That is 100% accurate.
And your program, I mean, dating back to the years with Coach Jason Fakalaris, it's been strong all along. Our listeners may not know that there have been some close calls in that stretch over the years, too.
Yeah, I want to say we've lost three state titles alone on criteria, which is where we're obviously deadlocked in score at the end of it. And, it goes all the way from letter A to letter Q for them to decide. And I know we've lost before all the way down to I. So this could have been one of those as well that would have been down to criteria, but obviously the boys wrestled great and surprised everybody.
Well, let's go back to the region tournament that you hosted just a few weeks ago. You came up a bit short against Woodland, so you had to go into the state championship tournament as a two seed out of your region. What were some of the differences in performances comparing the region duels with your state duels tournament run?
The biggest thing is we had our 106 pounder back with us. And in a dual situation, when you have a team like Woodland, for instance, who's got a solid lineup from top to bottom, if you're missing just one guy, that's huge, especially. I mean, the difference in points was just two that time, three the time before that we wrestled Woodland. So getting our 6 pounder back healthy was pretty much the key to getting us over the hump and where we needed to be.
Well, I know you mentioned being unseeded, so let's look at the seeding for that state tournament. The Colonels, as a runner-up from Region 7-5A, were not one of the top four seeds, so that gave you a pretty tough route to the finals, having to face Harris County, who was a top four seed just in the opening round.
Yeah, it definitely did. I mean, when you look at it, majority of the teams that were still left in the tournament on day two came out of that top half of the bracket. So there was no slouch team up there. When you're in a loaded region like we are, we've always been in a loaded region for, I mean, the 19 years I've been there, I can never think of an easy one. If you don't finish top out of it, you're, going to be usually stuck in the top half of the bracket unless the other team out of your region is that number one seed. So the guys know it's always a battle. And we liked the draw that we had more so than having to go through Ola if we would have been on the other side of the bracket first,
Right.
because our matchup was not the best with Ola.
Well, let's go all the way back to the first round of the state tournament. What was the turning point in that first round match that propelled you to the state quarterfinals? I know that opener against Harris County was one of your toughest matches.
It was so we started at 175 pounds. Now there's only 13 kids in the lineup. We didn't have a 190 pounder with us. So matter of fact, our 175 pounder is the first year wrestler. From 175 up, we're all first year wrestlers. And so when we started at 175 pounds, that's a lot on kids who've never been to the state tournament to, ask them to do something right off the bat that may be above what their skill level is. And so we got down pretty quickly, 24 to nothing. And the lightweights came back through. As soon as we hit 106, we started rolling. And that's really where, the meat of our lineup is right now for that match. That's what really got us going and, turned the tide in that match for sure.
Well, I'll ask you because I'm not sure. Did you keep your lineup identical through each round, or were there any strategic adjustments to get those through those four grueling rounds of the state tournament?
No, we definitely changed the lineup up. From bumping right there in our middle, AJ Pyatt at 144, I bumped him up to 150 a couple times out of the four matches just because, we thought we could. It's about maximizing points and minimizing damage at times. So if we can put one of our better wrestlers against one of their less talented wrestlers and maximize our points. And then I can put one of our other guys in because we have been battle tested this year.
Sure.
And, their job may be to lose the match, but how they lose is what was key in all of our matches this weekend. I mean, if they can keep it to a minor, that saves us 3 points overall in the score. So, we adjusted as we needed and made bumps. And of course, other teams, they continue to make bumps against us, trying to get the advantage back. And that's what makes duels so special.
Yeah, that is a different kind of strategy that you have to take into consideration. And of course, it requires a little bit of research and scouting.
Requires a lot of bit of research and scouting, which, a lot of people don't realize how much goes into it. Back in the day, we used to have to drive to tournaments and send, when I was an assistant coach, we would get sent to different tournaments to see teams. Nowadays, luckily, the internet has really helped us out. A lot of matches are online, so we can, scour 20, 30 tournaments for these teams and see what their lineups look like, where they may make bumps, and it starts well before we even get to the state tournament, that's for sure.
Well, let's go back to the second round now. Your win over Coffee was a little more comfortable, but were there any key moments in that match with the Trojans?
Some people, they don't like the idea of forfeiting out, but we really don't have many kids total in the program. I want to say there's 18 or 20 total, like, that are in, the varsity program. I have 7 8th graders that also come up and wrestle with us, but they obviously don't get to compete with the varsity stuff. And with, I mean, without them, the program's absolutely tiny. So we'll forfeit out, especially in a dual situation, because you don't want to risk anybody getting injured.
Right.
So the boys really, with Coffee, they had a goal to get back to Jefferson, because of obviously that's who we lost to last year in the finals. So they were hungry for them again, and they just kind of did everything they needed to do against Coffee.
Well, let's talk about that. Saturday's semifinal pitted you against the host Jefferson Dragons. They were not only the number one seed in the tournament, but they were also the host. So kind of carry us through the drama of that match and any key
That
moments.
one was definitely fiery, being in front of the home crowd. They had their student section there. First off, like, John Abernathy, our heavyweight, first year wrestler. He's got a kid who's a returning wrestler for Jefferson, and he comes up huge and gets his first high school win and ends up pinning Jefferson's heavyweight. And we've been, obviously all the coaches have been working with all the new guys, but you never want a kid to get disheartened, especially when you go to the stuff that we go to. They're not easy tournaments. So sometimes that can play on the kid's psyche, but that was huge because that really got everybody, not that they needed to be excited for that match, but when you turn and you get your first high school win, everybody was going crazy, and a pin in the state semifinals. I mean, that was big. And then other guys, because there was a lot of jockeying in that duel per se, for they wanted to get their best guys against us. Ethan Harrington at 138 pounds getting the fall was huge. Because when we look at the scores, the scoring of it, we always give the other team the best case scenario for them and the worst case scenario for us. And when we did that, if you asked any of the coaches, we all had it between 1 point difference to 4 point difference, which was last year's result as well. So Ethan coming up and getting a pin was definitely enormous. Then, I mean, it's hard to say. Like, all the guys did their best battling, whether they lost. Like, at 120, Lee's a state champ for us, and Bilardo's a really good wrestler. That's one of those matches that can go either way, but he ended up losing that one. So that could get people down at times, because they look at Lee and he's like, oh, wait a minute, Lee lost? But guys battled their butts off to keep it to minors, and that's really what allowed us to forfeit the last three matches to them, and which was not a favorite of the crowd when we were there too. But again, it's obviously about, at that point in time, we've won. Let's advance to the finals and get all our guys there as healthy as possible, because we definitely had some nicks and bruises after that match.
Well, in the finals, I know it all came down to an overtime bout, but kind of carry us through that match with Ola, who started the tournament as the number two seed.
Yeah, well, they were the number three seed. Not
Okay.
sure why they were. I would have thought they would have been number two as well, just because they've, I mean, they've been on a tear this year. And that's no slight to Woodland whatsoever, but Ola's beaten some really good teams this year in duels. So I was a little surprised by seeding, but no, the state does what the state does. Again, John Abernathy, he gets his second win. Now the kid did get injury default, but that was just a freak accident where John was returning him. His ankle kind of got caught in the mat, and unfortunately, that happens in sports. So he got us started off again, going great. Had a surprise at 106. Did not expect Angel. Angel was dinged up from the Jefferson match to the point where I was talking with the coaches, and we were going back and forth about wrestling or not. And of course, he's like, "No, coach, everything's fine. It's just a little bump." And I told him, I said, "You gotta be honest with us, because no title, I don't care. I mean, yeah, we now have five, but no title's worth the health of any of the guys. So if he couldn't go, that was going to be a call that we were going to make to say, hey, okay, we'll forfeit that match, for his benefit, because we still have 3 weeks left for the to get to the state tournament as well. And he's a senior, so we want to make sure he gets all the way there as well." So he did get pinned, which was a little surprising, but again, got a bum wheel at that point in time. Hunter Barrett did what he did the last time we wrestled Ola and got a minor for us. Lee Camp comes out, gets a pin. Luca at 126 goes out, and our guys, we pushed hard, and to go get a major decision against a really good kid to really, because we had already thought, okay, Luca's going to win, but he'll win by a minor, so he gets us a bonus point. Rowdy at 132 pounds. Normally, we would have wrestled Landon Moss, who is their 1-1 this year. Probably who's going to be, I'm hoping, the state finals in a couple weeks. But Ola makes a bump, and they put out this kid. And Joey DeNino is a great coach over at Ola. I mean, this kid was a freak of nature. I've been around a lot of guys, over all these years, and this kid's shoulders were doing things I've never seen. He's just sitting there like it was no big deal. So he's one of those freak flexible guys. So, I mean, he was working to try to get all the bonus points he could, but he got a minor for us. And then at 138 pounds, Ethan Harrington, Ola makes that bump to move Moss up to 138 because they're going to try to put one of their studs against one of our kids who may not be as well known. But Ethan's a talented wrestler, and he almost has it. He puts him on his back, and injury time stops that. We lose a close one, 9-8. But if you're looking at score, best case scenario for them, Landon Moss being a state placer, Ethan not having qualified for state yet, you're obviously going to give them six in that scenario. And Ethan almost, got six for us in that scenario, but ended up coming up a little short. AJ Pyatt in sudden victory overtime goes and, gets a win against another one of Ola's studs, who was third last year in the state. And AJ, didn't wrestle last year because of injury. And I mean, he's just like everybody, battling bumps and bruises. But these guys were just going after things, because we've always told them hard work doesn't guarantee success. Sometimes you got to go and take what you want. And throughout the whole lineup, Richard Martin at 150 goes against Brian Papkin, who is an absolute hammer for them and is battling the best he can. He ends up getting pinned. Mason Tompkins gets Jared Walker, and Jared's normally at 150. They bump him up, and we're like, okay, maybe we can, steal some points here. And Mason ends up getting minor or majored, which you would think, okay, Mason's another one of our guys that normally win. But I'm telling you, the kid's attitude never changed whatsoever on the team. They were all excited the whole time. Kerrig Rowe goes out and gets a pin in 46 seconds. I mean, that kid is amped up as amped up gets. He was a lot of he I think wrestled only two matches at the state tournament, because every time we would come to finish up, we would forfeit out. We didn't need him. And trying to save again injuries. 75 we forfeit, and then 190, and his name is Jace Bradford, a first year kid. He literally we had this kid trying to bump up to 175 pounds for us so we can use it at 175 and 190. And like literally we're 15 minutes out from the scales, and he's 3 pounds underweight still. So for him to be eligible to wrestle 90, he's got to weigh in above 165. Well, with all the weight we got because we were out of school, and we already got our two bonus pounds from Christmas, so he's got to be above 168 pounds. We're like, here's three bottles of water. I mean, we're packing this kid full of biscuits and water, and he's dying. He's like, coach, and I'm like, buddy, you got to be above 169 pounds at that point in time, and he did a great job. He goes out and almost gets a win, but there we're not giving up six. it was a close match back and forth, and it was great to see for actually both kids. And then finally, Wyatt Harris, we had gotten pinned by Joseph Martin of Ola back in at the end of December when we wrestled them at the Gorilla Duels, but he had gotten caught. So we thought that was a very winnable match. And I mean, back and forth, you know, it's tied 3-3, go to overtime. And sure enough, you know, another first year wrestler who's done a great job this year for us, you know, he comes in, he works, and he ends up sealing the deal without us having to go to criteria. The fact that, you know, you end on a first-year kid getting a little redemption, you know, off of a match he lost before, and then obviously on the biggest stage for most of the team in the state finals, it was really special.
Yeah, that had to be exciting. Well, how long do you get to celebrate this title, and how soon does your group go back to work?
Well, pretty much we'll end celebrations after today, and we will get back to work on Monday. Again, I mean, I've got guys that have got almost 40 matches in for the season, and I really never want to wrestle that until maybe the state tournament. Some guys may be getting to 40 at that point, but, you know, losing 7 bona fide studs last year, we had to get a lot of duels in, so they're definitely well-wrestled. So I'm going to give the varsity off Saturday and Sunday. I mean, we'll practice Monday through Friday. And then the young guys, the JV and the eighth graders, they're going to go and wrestle in a JV tournament this weekend, which will be obviously the culmination of their season, other than coming in for the rest of practices and being drill partners for the guys that end up qualifying through the region, sectional, and state tournament.
Well, here's your chance to share some thank yous. I know it takes a village to be able to stay successful year after year.
First off, without my staff of Eric Ruggles, Jim Houston, Trent Blankenship, Ishmael Dabdub, without those guys, obviously none of this is possible, because, you know, we can't always be there, but somebody's always there that's got abilities to, you know, be their own head coach and run a state championship program. I can't thank those guys enough. The parents, I mean, the parents last night and all season long, they got kids pizza for the bus ride home. And I've never had this happen before. Like, all right, normally the kids can check out. And they're like, oh no, all the kids are going home on the bus. I was like, okay. And they are going to do a parade for the kids. We got a police escort from the highway. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool, right? And the kids are like, coach, we're getting pulled over. And I'm like, it's an escort for you guys. Well, when we get there, all the parents are there, you know, former parents. Dr. Moore is DJing music for us. Bobby Hughes is there and just celebrating the kids, which was, I mean, it was wonderful. And I know the boys appreciated it a ton. It was, you know, in all the years we've won it, nothing's ever has happened like that before. So these parents, I mean, anything and everything they can do for this team, they never say no. And, you know, they trust us to take their kids all over the Southeast United States and up north for camp. So I definitely have to say thank you to them. And obviously the administration, I mean, you were one of my administrators years ago, so you know how hard-headed I am at times. So without them trusting us and letting us do what we do, none of the, you know, would be possible as well. So thank you to all of them as well.
Well, congratulations again. And thank you for sharing your thoughts and your time with us.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Coach D.L. Kuntz, head coach of the state champion Cass Colonels Wrestling Team.
Well, that will do it for this edition of the Bartow Sports Zone podcast. Don't forget to join us this coming Friday, January 26th, 7:10 to 9 a.m. on WBHF Cartersville, AM 1450 and 100.3 FM for the live radio show. Our guest will be Kyle Sandy from sandyspill.com. He is our statewide high school basketball analyst, and he'll tell us all about the best teams and players from all across the state of Georgia. We'll also visit with Dash O'Neill, the head baseball coach of the Georgia Highlands College Chargers. His regular season begins at home in their brand new park on January 31st against Bryan College out of Tennessee. By the way, 30 of their first 32 games this season will be at home. So you'll have an opportunity to get out and watch the Chargers. And we'll learn more about this year's team from Coach O'Neill. Until next time, Charles Wilson saying so long. Get out there and support your favorite local teams and follow them all on BartowSportsZone.com. We will see you next time, and see you soon on Bartow Sports Zone.